Today is Friday, August 13th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I got a birthday email from Longhorn Steakhouse. It said, I don't even remember when I gave them my birthday information. It's a steak. I'm assuming it's a chain, but I don't know that I've seen it anywhere else, but I think it is a chain. And so you guys may have heard of it. But they sent me a, if you wished for free dessert, lucky you. And there's a picture of a chocolate cake and a steak with a birthday candle in it. And it says, get a free dessert when you treat yourself to a birthday steak. So yeah, maybe I'll get a birthday steak over the weekend. I doubt it. I'm looking here. I'm not talking very much, am I? Sorry. I'm looking here because I wanted to see. There were a couple of things that Auntie Vera had said, or Auntie Scott, I'll give a couple of them here. So Auntie Scott says, when having dinner with your parents and your mother starts spouting Fox News bullshit, take a deep breath and say very loudly, Mom, Fox News is bullshit. You may not have to go over there so often after that. Yeah, I guess I could. I don't know. I don't know if I would be comfortable saying that to my mom. And then the next episode, I believe this is a comment on the next episode, Auntie Scott says, cut a tiny circular hole in your mask, just big enough for your mouthpiece, but not big enough for a penis. So, I'm assuming that's about my orchestra rehearsal. I did not wear a mask. I am okay so far. So we'll see how it goes. And lastly, but not leastly, he says that has happened to us with Amazon orders before. We just got a 40-inch TV whose box was messed up, and when we opened it, had a shattered screen. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. So I have another Amazon story for today because I ordered several things. Because a lot of times what I'll do, you know, when I start going on a shopping spree, I'll buy several things, not just one thing, because I'll go, oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. And you know, that's what I did. I mean, popcorn machine, but you need popcorn. You need oil, you know, mini refrigerator, ice maker, the cabinet to put all the stuff in. And the Bartesian, but I needed the, you know, I needed the capsules that go in the Bartesian and, you know, all this stuff. And there's been this Instagram ad that's been coming that I've been seeing, you know, I think it's Instagram. It's either Instagram or Twitter or somewhere. And they always seem to know stuff that you're going to like. And they're these LED lamps that, and they call them lamps, but it's really just one bar that goes up from the ground. It's just a bar. There's no lampshade. There's no nothing. And there's LED lights going all the way up the bar. Only on one side, though. And what you do is you put it in a corner against the wall, and light goes onto the wall and it illuminates your corner. Most people do it in a corner. I suppose you don't have to do it in a corner, but most people do it in a corner. So the light bounces off of the corner and kind of fills up the corner. How many times can I say corner? So anyway, I ordered three of them because I wanted one for each side of the television upstairs, because I have like a little LED light theme going on around the TV. But also, I wanted one. I've been wanting a light over to my right in my studio area, just kind of, you know. And actually, it's interesting because I had thought about buying some sort of tubing. I had even Googled, you know, clear PVC or invisible and not transparent PVC. And I was just going to, I have a bunch of LED light strips because I'm just LED crazy. So I have rolls of LED light strips in my closet that I use for various things. And I was just going to buy a clear PVC pipe, put those in there, and then spray paint it with that frosting spray and make a light tube, basically. And I was going to put that over to my right. And then I found these and I think they're going to be perfect. But anyway, so I bought three, one for the studio in here and then one for on either side of the television. And so anyway, got a delivery today because we've been getting a lot of deliveries recently with my birthday stuff. And I got two of them. And it said, my tracking said order has been delivered. And I looked on Amazon and it clearly said quantity 3. There was only one, you know, one order, not two. It didn't look like they had broken it up into multiple packages either. Because normally there'd be two sections and you'd get two different tracking codes. I called FedEx. And they said, well, you're going to have to talk to the seller. We've only got one tracking number here, and it was delivered. And there were two items in it, or whatever. And so so I went on Amazon, and they were really good. With the Bartesian, I clicked on the Bartesian. It said reorder or return or replace or something. I clicked on that. It gave me a phone number. It said, do you want someone to call you back or do you want to do it yourself? Yada, yada, yada. I did all that stuff and I was able to get somebody to call me back within, I don't know, 30 seconds probably. And they handled everything over the phone and, you know, Bob's your uncle. And so I thought, oh, I'll just be able to do that again and let them know because, you know, FedEx was no help at all. And I thought, you know, maybe Amazon will be helpful. Well, they didn't give me any way to call at all. It says, this is a third party product. Also, when I called FedEx, they go, oh, is it an international package? And I said, I don't think so. It's from Amazon. Well, it was a third party seller from China. And I didn't know, I didn't realize it. Normally when I buy things on Amazon, I get the stuff that's shipped from Amazon. I realize there are hundreds of thousands probably of third-party sellers on Amazon. But normally when I get things, they're warehoused at Amazon and Amazon is shipping them. So if you have to return it or anything like that, you can deal directly with Amazon. And I didn't realize that this was one of those that sold directly from the third party. Nevertheless, being in another country, and it wanted me to send them a text message. It was like, oh, here's our messaging app or whatever. Here's our messaging screen. Send them a message and they'll respond within 3 days or something. Well, I'm impatient and I didn't know. I didn't know, is the third one going to arrive? You know, were they, I paid, you know, good money for these. And they weren't horribly expensive, but still, I paid money for them. And so I finally found a way to get Amazon to call me and I talked to them and they said, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, blah, 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 blah. She said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and have them ship you another one. And, she said, I'm going to message them right now and have them ship a replacement for the third one. And then, you know, she said they should respond within 48 hours, but you'll also get an email. And she said, I'll make sure I follow up and everything, you know. So I will say, you know, if you can get somebody on the phone. But, you know, honestly, when I called them, the first time I just found a number to call. And so I called them and it was this automated voice and it did not want to give me a person at all. It's like, what do you need help with? And I said, blah, blah, blah. And it said, oh, that was a third party seller. Let me text you a link to contact them. But it did not want to give me a customer service person. And then finally I found a way to get them to call me, and it was an actual live person. So anyway, and then about, I don't know, 2 hours later, I got an email saying response from seller, and they said, we've shipped your third one, and here's the tracking number. So at least, you know, at least that was a problem solved. And I don't know. Actually, they only said, here's the tracking number for your third one. So I haven't checked yet. I don't know if they forgot or something, or only put two in there, or if it was already on the way, but they didn't give me the second tracking number. I'm not really sure. But it should be here. I don't know. It should be here in a few days, I guess. Usually when you order stuff from China, it takes months. That Wish website or Wish app, when you order stuff on there, those really cheap things, they take months to get to you. And I think they're coming over on ships or something. I don't know. The only other dramatic thing that happened today is I sat down to record. This is my second time recording. I sat down to record and I was literally, I don't know, a minute and 30 seconds into the recording. And I was telling you guys how you might hear rain in the background. And boom, our power went out. The mixer went off, the computer went off, the lights went off, everything went off. And it was off for about an hour or an hour and a half. And it just now came back on, so I ran back upstairs to record so I could get you guys an episode. And then we're going to go walk, and I'm going to make turkey burgers for dinner, because Weight Watchers. And then we're going to start our weekend. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.